Hi, Georgina.
Hi, Charlotte.
So, which languages do you speak?
I only speak English.
Okay, and if you had to tell someone to learn any language, someone who didn't speak any language at all, which language would it be and why?
I would tell them to speak English because in society today, everyone knows English, education, for trade, business purposes, so I think it would be the most beneficial language to learn.
Have you experienced any advantages to speaking English?
Yeah, of course, when I go on holiday, everyone speaks English, so it's easy to communicate. I don't have to worry, even though it's bad, because some of the places I go to, it's really, you know, small communities. You don't have to worry about learning their language, because they all know yours. So you never have to worry about anything like that. Wouldn't really affect that if I learn another language or not.
Okay, so how does your family feel about you being monolingual?
Well, they don't mind. No one in my family can speak another language. It's not like I need to be able to speak one to communicate with, you know, other relatives like Nan or Grandad. It would only be a couple of friends, like you, for example, that speak another language. But again, you can speak English, so I don't need to learn French.
Have you ever experienced a surprising situation which you think occurred mainly as a result of someone having spoken more than one language?
Yeah, there's been some amusing times in my classes. A friend of mine can speak French and English. And I don't know if it was French influence or they just didn't get the pronunciation right for English words, but they've, you know, said some funny things when trying to pronounce a particular word. We've had some laughs.
I see. And why did you enrol in the bilingualism module?
I was mainly interested in all the brain stuff in bilingualism. I was interested in how, if someone speaks two languages, how the brain is structured. Is there two different sections? You know, one for, say, Spanish, one for English. How are they activated? Certainly, you were telling me about how you find it so hard to, if you're doing like a mathematical equation, whatever, you have to think of it in French. There must be two different systems and how we activate one, or if there's code switching going on, how we go from one to another so quickly, or how we make mistakes. You know, how do children learn both those? All the underlining stuff that you have to know as well. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add to this interview?
Yes, I wish I had learnt another language when I was younger. It would have been much easier to pick up on, and it obviously has its benefits, and I think that the only reason I don't want to learn one is because I know it's going to be very hard for me. I just haven't got the time. Hey-ho. Which language or languages do you speak?
I speak both English and French.
Where do you consider yourself to be from?
France, really, because that's where I grew up.
Do you think that where you're from is a multilingual or monolingual environment?
I think it's both, because I grew up in a monolingual family.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone in my family speaks other languages, not my parents at least. Mm-hmm. So that would be a monolingual childhood. But then from school, I started knowing and learning other languages. I'd say that was sort of multilingual.
Are there different emotions and experiences you associate with the different languages you speak?
I wouldn't call them emotions, experiences, yes. Because I was brought up in France, everything that is childhood related or family, I would associate that with friends. And then everything that has to do with uni or my life in London, I would think about that mainly in English, but also in French, because I've known both languages since I moved here.
How do you feel your life would be different if you didn't speak both of the languages you speak?
It would be very different because... Mm-hmm. Well, because if I didn't speak English, I couldn't be here. I couldn't be at uni here. Yeah, it would be completely different. I just can't actually picture it because I'm so used to actually speaking English now.
Exactly.
I think at some point I would have learned English anyway.
Have you ever experienced any disadvantages to speak in more than one language?
No, I don't think so. I think it's advantages only. Maybe it's a bit of a burden when people expect you to help them with French stuff all the time. I don't mind helping them at all. I actually like helping people. It's expected of me.
Yeah. Do you ever discuss being multilingual with your friends?
Yeah, I mean, most of my friends here in the UK are multilinguals. So, yeah, we talk about it and the benefits of it because it has opened a lot of doors for us. And then when I talk about it back in France with my monolingual French friends, it's always like, oh, I wish I could speak English like you.
Why did you enrol into the module bilingualism?
I think it was very much personal motivations. Because I'm bilingual, I was very interested in bilingualism, because it's still a question for me. I wish I could just go back and look at how I did it.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I'm learning Spanish at the moment, and I'm learning Spanish in an English school. So this time I'm going to actually pay more attention to my progress. Also, it would be fun to look at how I learn it through English instead of learning it in French. Is it going to be a problem? Is it actually going to be easy? It'll be like an experiment.